Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, even I think this is probably a little over the line there.
I mean, at this point, I'm ready to run out the tunnel and slap hands like, yes!
Oh, my dear God. Okay. All right, listen, Evan, you know what? Make sure we run it again tomorrow, but I'm not sure how comfortable I am with that, and that's me saying it, but if David and Rico aren't offended, I'll roll with it.
Who you think gave him the critiques? Hey, he's from Chicago.
Non-denominational?
Both of us. Change the music. He's from Chicago.
So we've got three segments. We're not going to waste any time. Let's dig in.
Hi, guys. I'm here. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Mike, it's all on you.
No, because I want to involve the people in this. The headline would be Jason Tatum's a bitch. But if you want something more nuanced, here's my question. So the last two games for the Celtics are two of my top three in my lifetime worst playoff losses as a fan for the Boston Celtics. The other would be Game 7, 2010 Finals. Kendrick Perkins can't go because his knee ballooned up. And Ray Allen owed the Mafia money. Lose to the Lakers like 83-79. If Ray hits one shot, we win the title. I digress. You blow back-to-back 20-point leads, and your two stars who make a combined $95 million have a look on their face like they've both filled their diaper. I got nothing for you. But I started thinking about, okay, beyond like we're not in Boston. No one cares about what I would do or fine. We're sitting in Detroit, and we just had this conversation yesterday about how, man, I wish our GMs here would speak more about championships. And you know the type of fan I am. If you're not going to win the championship, there's going to be hell to pay.
Right.
Like if the Celtics lose this series, oh, no, bet your ass. I want Joe Mazzulla fired, and I want one of the Jays, Tatum or Brown, launched into the sun, traded. Like that is how this works. Because basically the Boston Celtics are turning into Rico's loser-ass Atlanta Braves, where they won 16 American NL East titles but won World Series. That's the Celtics. Tatum is a cupcake.
Why did I just take a stray?
Because it was warranted.
Okay.
Now listen.
You're hurt right
now. My question is this. Every fan has experienced what I've just experienced. But it's totally subjective what the composition of your worst singular playoff loss is. Now, it can be stylistically where you had a big lead and blew it. It could be what was on the line. Maybe you only believe in your mind it's qualified if it was in the championship round or game. For other people, it could be something first round, second round, but it's the way it happened, a bad break. I think of Kenny with puck luck. Hey, yeah, the puck went off a guy's sack, off the pipe. Not that one, but the actual where the goalie stands, right, and then into the net. You know, for baseball, look at the Tigers. Fenway, security guard, Torrey Hunter. Wasn't the World Series. God-awful playoff loss. So I wanted to ask the people, I can do whatever you want me to do, but I'm just very cutthroat about it. You know I've hated Jason Tatum for a long time. I think he's Charmin. And if I see another commercial with Superman in it, my head's going to explode. Along with, can we stop walking into the game with your son? No one cares. Send him to mommy. Daddy has to go to work now. I want to take Deuce Tatum and launch him on a SpaceX rocket. And I'll determine he gets to come back when the Celtics are up 3-2 in the series. Then Deuce gets to return to orbit.
You can't send a kid in orbit.
I can do whatever the F I want when I give you a max deal.
How in the world did Mikal Bridges just end the game on both your stars? That's the irony. Like,
because
he snatched it from Brown.
They are cupcakes.
And then
they
Tatum
are soft.
Goes in the air and is like, oh, where'd you come from? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they are gummy bears. That's all they are. I mean, last year, yeah, they won the title. Tatum wasn't the best player in the finals, and the Celtics had an easy path. I've never hidden from that. And then we played Luka, where there are plumbers driving their van around Detroit right now at 206 that are in better physical condition than that kid. So now you come back this year and you tank two games up 20 at home, and I got to look at both their faces or blank stare idiots like they're NyQuil'd out of their mind. Yet one of you is getting traded. That's how this game works. So my question is, you, Kenny, David, and all of you in Detroit, what is the singular worst playoff loss of your life? Now, I could name 50 of them. I'm not going to do that because it's up to you guys. So like Rico, Kenny, David, I'll start with you guys. 248-539-9797. What is, or do you want time to think about this?
Oh, no.
Does something stand out for you?
I have a local one, and then there's Jaquiski Tart.
I want the one that resides where your heart used to be, and now it's filled with rotten organ matter.
It's just the one that I would always ask him if we ever did a podcast or anything. Rashid, why did you leave Robert Horry?
Big shot, Bob. The false double team.
Why?
Okay.
It's not like we don't call him Big Shot Bob. Like, what were you doing? Yeah, that one right there.
I think a lot of people would share that. I believe it cost the Pistons a championship.
That was back to back.
And yes, they had opportunities, and yes, they blew game seven, but bottom line, it was over.
They would have never got to game seven.
It was over in that moment.
Yes.
So you're going Big Shot Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. Kenny.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Your singular, any sport, singular worst playoff loss that would compare to Jason Tatum filling his diaper in back-to-back games.
So this might be a recency bias on my part. It probably is. And it likely the right answer is one of the hockey playoff losses, but recency bias, the Lions not going to the Super Bowl, the Niners game, it still sticks in my craw.
Essentially.
The second half of that football game. Vildor, and everybody knows the story. I'm not going
to
re-adjudicate it. I don't want to. But
you basically were the Boston Celtics. You didn't blow a 20-point lead. You blew a 17-point lead. You gave up the ability to go up 20. Not that I'm bitter. And, yeah, you lose the right to go to a Super Bowl. I think that's, it's not recency bias. No. Kenny, I'd argue, first of all, it was the biggest game for the Detroit Lions in 33 years at that point in time, since the NFC title game, where, by the way, they were 17-point dogs against Washington at RFK.
That one, they had no shot. So this one, they actually had a chance, and they were winning. That Redskin team,
right,
man, it was
no one thought the Lions
hammer
were
versus nail. Just put it like that.
All right, David, the Conclave, your singular worst playoff loss that would compare to what I have just witnessed from the Celtics the last two nights, where now I'm not even angry. I simply want either Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum's face in a different city next year.
I go back to 2013. The Detroit Tigers were up 1-0 in the series in the ALCS against the Boston Red Sox and went into the eighth inning up 5-1. It looked great coming back home up 2-0. It looked amazing. And then David Ortiz decided to hit the grand slam, and one Boston cop decided to raise his hand. I wanted to not hit David Ortiz, but I wanted to hit that Boston cop. I wanted to knock him out.
You can't strike a police officer, David. I think
I was not going to Boston to do that. Yes, but that just, oh my gosh, that one right there, to this day.
Joaquin Benoit.
Oh,
I mentioned that the other day to David, and he really did get upset
a lot. And again, these happen if you're a fan long enough. What's the reason you're not hearing chair smashes? Yes, it helps. My team won a championship last year. But I'm used to this with the Celtics. They've been the worst fourth quarter team all year. And Tatum and Brown, they're not killers. They're not. And look, I have friends back east who get mad at me because, you still hate Tatum? I'm like, yeah. Because in the big moments, he plays like a bitch.
Okay,
but he's soft. He's just not a killer. I can't make you the face of a franchise. Do you realize there are idiot Celtic fans who think he's a top 10 Celtic all time?
No, Mike.
Really?
Here's the thing. Here's where you are Kendrick Lamar. They not like you, okay? You are a unicorn. You, my friend, most people, when their team wins, you kind of, that's your guy, okay? You may not put them on, but that's your guy. They're never your guy. Tatum, Eli Manning have won things for you. These are the teams that you rooted for all your life, and you hate them both.
Well, Tatum got carried to a championship just like Eli. So right, they're actually the same person, except one uses their nostrils to breathe. The other's an open-mouth idiot.
So most people would say, he may not be everybody, but he won us something.
You ever see Fargo?
You don't give them credit for doing anything.
You ever see Fargo?
Yeah.
Wood chipper scene.
Okay. You don't. You're the one person, man. It's like
either Tatum or Brown goes in the wood chipper. I'm done. I'm out. I don't. One of them can't be in that town next year. It may work in a cute little town. Boston ain't putting up with that. This is the type of choke artistry you don't recover from. You got to blow it up.
Now, if they come back, then it's all's forgiven?
No, all's not forgiven because you stressed me out.
Still got it.
Inappropriate. Inappropriate. You upset my father? No, all is definitely not forgiven. Maybe if you won four straight. But if you get to a game seven and I got to hold my dad and make sure he's okay. No, you stressed me out. I'm angry at you.
Does it make it sweeter?
No. No, sweeter would have been a sweep and some rest. Now, I'm shopping Jason Tatum, and I want to know where I can send him.
Tatum, game-winning three.
Yeah,
in Boston,
right. In what lifetime
seven?
Will he hit a game winner? Kobe will hit a game winner before him, and he's dead.
This is what I mean. You built different.
Okay, time out.
No, you're built different.
I know, but hold on, because I use facts. I'm not one of these fans who runs around grappling their beanbag. Ready? Give me Jason Tatum's moment. I'll hang up and listen. Okay. No, take your time.
No, I'm...
The show doesn't go to break until you produce Tatum's moment. Okay. Go ahead. I'm such a bad guy.
I didn't say you were a bad guy. I said you're built different. That's not bad. That's just saying you're built different.
He's fake. He's a front runner.
Because the hate you have for I've heard this with Eli Manning, and I'm like, dude, won you two Super Bowls? Don't care. Man, okay. You hard on the people.
Because if you're going to be a legend and you're going to play underneath those banners, you know what? You live up to what's up there, not what's on that floor. Jason Tatum, if you talk to any of the old school Celtics, they'd look at this kid and they would snicker and go, bitch. He's not a killer.
No,
he's not a closer.
I can't see him on the same team as Mikhail.
They would have murdered him.
Bird.
No, please.
Like, son, you're going to step to the lane. You're just going to keep out shooting.
So what is your version of what I've just watched the Celtics do in singular format? What is the worst playoff loss of your life as a fan? And I don't care what team it is. You might be an out-of-towner. No problem. I don't care what sport it is. I have one that I thought Rico would use, and he didn't. I'm going to ask you about it next. No smarm. I'm just going to ask.
Okay.
248-539-9797. We'll take you to Tiger Baseball, and I hope someone takes Tatum to a different town.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.